from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Specific other teams have been granted permission from the 49ers to speak with Aiyuk's agent, Ryan Williams, and try to work out a contract that would have to be a part of any deal getting done. Now, that has a couple of effects here. One, of course, is that it allows Aiyuk and his agent to see exactly what the market would be for a contract someplace else. It also does potentially allow them to get closer to finalizing a trade, but we're not there just yet.
Tom Pelissero. I know, I should give up hope on it completely.
You should give up hope on it.
I know. The Niners can retain salary in this situation, I think, because it's fully guaranteed. This happened, I think, a couple years ago when the Browns traded Mayfield to Carolina. Like, part of that, or maybe it was part of the negotiation before that, whatever it was, that the Browns could have ate salary to make it easier for a team to acquire him. So I would assume you could do the same thing with Aiyuk.
Yeah.
The Niners could. The Niners, who, by the way, I don't know how this is possible, because they're the favorite in the NFC, but according to SpotTrack, they have the most cap space in the National Football League right now. I don't know how that is humanly possible, but that's what SpotTrack has for them right now.
Again, the cap.
The cap's not real.
We shouldn't waste our time with the cap.
Okay.
Let the nerds...
Except here, because it's probably why the Bills can't trade for Aiyuk.
Sure.
Like, the Niners have
but the reason the Bills
$50 million in cap space right now.
But it's
how is that possible?
It's important to say why the Bills can't do it. It's not because they can't afford it. It's because the way the cap works, you have to be under at all times.
Right.
And if they were to acquire this player, they would immediately be over. That's not
even
allowed.
If half a second later they could go back under.
That's not allowed. Right. If you were allowed to be over for 60 seconds, the Bills would do it.
Yes.
Or could do it. And then give him $177 million and then immediately be under by reducing his cap hit at the same time.
Right. Yep.
So can't do it because of the cap. You know me. I'm all twisted up with the reporting on the cap, and the sticker shock porn is basically what we've got here. Like every one of these reports is so addicted to guys like, can you believe Patrick Mahomes is the 10th highest paid quarterback? Like, no, he's not actually. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more money than anybody in the next 3 years, but it looks that way because of AAV and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get too numbers-based because I... What?
Yeah. I'm looking at the cap. You know who actually has exactly $14.1 million in cap space?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Okay, great. Congratulations, Chiefs.
So they could do it. They're not going to do it.
Anyway, I put up a Twitter poll. Which do you think to be the truth about the Bills and the idea of having a number one receiver? Through development of their own guy or pursuit of one? They don't want one, or of course they do. What do you think is true of the Bills? That they don't want a guy to... And right now, I've got 24% of people voting in this poll that think the Bills would not want Keon Coleman to develop into a number one receiver. And if that's included in the possibilities. Right. I actually don't think they want that. Okay?
And if he didn't, the idea to me that they wouldn't then look elsewhere for that level of player, to me, would be pretty crazy. That doesn't even have to be just for receiver. They did that with defensive end.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they poured assets in. They drafted Rousseau and Basham. And what did they do the next year after you had some okay rookie seasons?
And they also...
They said, okay, these guys don't look like they're going to be Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons. So, okay, Von Miller. But if Rousseau had 12 sacks as a rookie, would they have signed Von Miller?
Probably not.
And that to me will be, that'll be Coleman. If Coleman has 1,000 yards as a rookie, are they going to go trade for the next year's version of Brandon Ayuk?
CeeDee Lamb.
Like, they might be less likely to do it. If Coleman has 500 yards and the rest of it looks like, what you'd expect, then I think they'd be much more likely to say, all right, yeah, let's go get, right, CeeDee Lamb, whoever's available. That's that level of player.
803-0550, JJ writes in, if Ayuk played defensive end, you better believe he'd be a Bill by now. It's kind of funny. Okay, so the White Sox stat.
Yeah, what's going on with the White Sox?
We got stat of the day here.
And it's like the opposite of the Moneyball streak.
Yes, they won 20 in a row.
Funnyball, does that work?
The A's won 20 in a row for Moneyball.
Yeah.
This is
21.
Sadball. Okay. Yeah. So, again, take this to work, take this to school. Nobody's in school right now, are they? Whatever. Tell your friends. This is from Paul Hembo, who is a producer for ESPN Radio.
Okay.
The White Sox. They're currently on a 21-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They also had a 14-game losing streak at a different time this year.
Jeez.
Hold on. It gets better.
It's amazing.
It gets better.
Okay.
If you were to remove their 14-game losing streak and their 21-game losing streak, they would still have the worst win percentage in baseball.
Come on.
That's incredible.
Come on.
Yeah.
It can't be that bad.
Without the 21 and 14 game losing streaks, they would be 27 and 53. That is the worst record in baseball for win percentage.
Come on.
You got to admire it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm sure their GM's not like Tim Murray with a mustache, like a fake mustache or something. This is an all-time. I don't know if it's a tank. I don't know if there's someone in the Major League Baseball draft.
But
it's incredible.
I don't think it's a tank. I keep seeing things coming across my feed from White Sox postgame shows as they are consistently in disbelief that the manager still has a job. And I'm not one to about the Chicago White Sox other than the blood oath I swore on hating their franchise forever for how I was treated at their stadium by the ushers. That's not that bad, actually.
What is that? What is that story?
I went on a baseball road trip, and I went to Wrigley, and then the next day I went to the White Sox Stadium, which was U.S. Cellular Field at the time.
Okay.
And the White Sox had a policy where if you had a ticket in, like, the 500 level, you could not walk the concourse of the 100 level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow. I was not allowed to walk the concourse. It's not a club seat level. It's just...
Yeah, that's just the 100-level concourse.
I was not allowed... No, you can't walk this level.
You can't walk the level. Right.
I had driven like 10 hours to be at that stadium and to see and experience it. And from that day forward, I hope that they would lose every game forever. So, you know,
that
right...
That has paid off.
It's catching up. It's catching up. I still got my grudge against them.
Yeah.
And there's the stat on the White Sox.
That's an incredible stat. That is an incredible stat. Man.
At some point, if you're a White Sox fan, shouldn't you just be rooting for what?
I feel
how far can it go?
Yeah, like can we get to 40?
The ratings got to be off the charts. Like, let's watch again. Let's see if they can do it.
Is attendance up? Because don't you want to be at the first game they win? Like, won't that be an all-time... Again, this is like my drought logic. Won't you remember it forever? Like, oh, I was at the game where they broke the 35-game losing streak. I was one of the 18,000 that were there, or whatever. They had a reported attendance... Oh, no, that's in Oakland yesterday, 4,000. So I guess they're not, you know, attendance-wise stinks. Again, they're getting smoked in these games, too. There's got to be a good run differential stat out there as well. 5-1, 13-7, 16-2, 10-2, 10-3. Like, they're getting destroyed. All right, you said coming in like I don't care about the White. I now care about the White Sox. They've made me care about them by losing every game for 2 months. I'm in.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe with you. It's gonna rain a lot today. That's the story. Good. By the way, good thunderstorm yesterday and a tornado.
A tornado downtown.
Okay. Right? Yes, tornado downtown. So raise your hand if you got a text or a call from a family member you have not heard from in 6 months since the last blizzard hit because a family member called to ask if you were okay. Raise your hand.
I did not.
I got multiple texts and calls from family members like, I saw there's a tornado in Buffalo. Is everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happens all the time with blizzards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the South Towns get 7 feet. We've got an inch and a half in North Buffalo.
Right.
And my family in New Jersey will call and say, you guys okay? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If we're fine.
I mean,
I'm out walking the dog right now. Like, everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been like 5-10 minutes away from you. Maybe a little further.
Downtown? I mean, yeah.
Was it right? It was. I saw the video. It was right downtown. I mean, we saw the best. What was the best camera angle? Was it the one from like the One Seneca Towers? You saw it traveling across the city.
Yeah. There was a point yesterday where that was the only tornado in the entire country for like a 7 hour period.
Okay.
Tornado Alley. That's what we had the title for an hour.
Am I remembering this wrong? Has there been a year where we've been like multiple tornadoes in a single year?
There was definitely one last year because I remember driving home from training camp last year. And right by the airport, when you can see for a while, it's pretty flat. I remember seeing a funnel cloud, or it was a water spout, and I wondering what that is. And that was last year. So water spouts are not that unusual, right? Those happen on the lake all the time.
Yep.
And this one was big enough to, I guess, make landfall. So,
because what was it? A month ago, we had one in, was it Hamburg? Somewhere in the South Downs like that. There was one or two. There was two. No, there were two in like Hamburg.
Down in Eden.
Eden, thank you. Yeah. So you had two like a month ago, and then you have another one today. Maybe we're becoming Tornado Alley. I don't need that to happen. Twisters. We're going to go see Twisters now today because of this.
The ad campaign is going crazy.
Yeah, I said this to Jeremy yesterday, I think, or somebody. Rotten Tomatoes, 76. When you get an action movie with a 76, usually it's a pretty good action movie.
Is that right? Is that the magic number?
Yeah.
That the analytics on an action movie?
I think, like, you, if I'm seeing this on the trailer, Sylvester Stallone, or... No, that's aged. Who's the new action star? The Rock? If I see The Rock with things exploding behind him, I'm expecting that to have, like, a 40 on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's, you know, it's an action movie. What do you expect? But this one, this Twisters movie... That's out right now. I actually got a pretty high score, so I'm going to try to see it.
803-0550, the magic number, the 76 of an action movie on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like seven.
It's really high.
It's like 7 yards per attempt for a quarterback. If you're at seven, I don't know if that's actually the one. All right, 803-0550. Sal coming up at 8:30. One of the things we got to talk about with Sal, it seems like with the Bills, everyone's landing on Bobby Babich is going to call plays. He said he's going to be up in the booth, which I don't know if that means that's the case. Sean McDermott called plays from the field last year, and he's going to be on the field, but we'll see. There seems to be a little bit of a groundswell for Bobby Babich is going to be calling the defensive plays, and the Bills have not yet announced that. So we'll see what Sal thinks about that. Plenty more to get to. Sal, 8:30. Charles McDonald, 9:30. The scope of the AFC and what Brandon Ayuk would mean to either the Browns or the Patriots, unless some mystery team. Can we get a mystery team report today?
Ooh.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
Let's hope so. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.